Why do you think you guys are so much more successful in the red zone this year? What are you guys doing better as a group?
I think the excitement of the plays that you're making in the earlier downs are carrying on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we added addition to some playmakers, you know, in the red zone. We're running the ball effectively, and, you know, we're just keeping people honest, you know, with the different weapons.
Doug said that the team and himself learned a lot from the Dallas loss last year for the team about how to finish games for him, different things as a coach. Did, as tough as I was looking back at it now, did you guys learn a lot from that loss in Dallas?
Yeah, you always learn from every opportunity you get every game. And that loss down there was a crucial one. I mean, you know, we played hard, but we made a lot of mistakes that we could, you know, fix. And we felt like we hurt ourselves down there, and we didn't finish. And I feel like this year we're putting ourselves in position to finish more games like that, and I think we've done that. And, you know, we have that on tape to also look back on to see some coverages and see some things that we may have missed.
How much time did it take for you to realize what this Eagles-Cowboys rivalry means for the city of Philadelphia?
As soon as I got here, you know. They're in our division because outside of it being a rivalry, it's very important. You play them twice a year just to keep your hopes on, to keep playing in the season.
We were just talking to Darby, and he was saying when he was rehabbing, he'd get here at 5 a.m., and you were here before him. You know, what time do you get here in the morning, and kind of what's your morning routine like?
I just get here when I need to. I mean, I get here early and just focus on preparing for the day.
Is that something you've always done? Have you always been an early riser, or is it something?
Yeah, I mean, I just focus on maximizing my day because this is what I get. You know, when I leave here, I try not to do too much football stuff. I try to, you know, watch a show, eat my dinner, and then get to bed. But when I wake up to get here, I'm all business and I'm all about getting better.
Is it kind of a race between you and Carson to get here?
Carson, he wins. I think Carson wins. I mean, we split, but I mean, that guy is our quarterback, and he works so hard. And, you know, talking about somebody that wakes up so early, he comes from so much further than I do. So I know the effort that he puts in to be that type of person. So a lot of respect to him for that.
What's it like playing against the opponent that's really desperate? I mean, how much attention do you pay to that?
I don't focus on none of that. You know, that's not on my mind. This is a great Dallas Cowboys football team. We know what they're capable of. We know that they beat us last year in an important one, and this is the next team in front of us. So we got to prepare, be very on our details, be very prepared to make plays because they are going to come. So I'm going to head out.
Cool. Thanks, Nelson.
With Carson, it seems like you guys have developed rapport with, got a lot of confidence in you. How has that happened?
Just more reps, you know, whether in between periods, if the defense is going and we're not doing scout team, we go on the side, we throw more, we communicate. You know, he tells him when he sees on film, you know, I'm always asking questions. And he's a quarterback that allows you to do that. I have a lot of respect for him, giving me the opportunity to always stay in his ear. And also calling me over to throw extra routes and, you know, tell me where he wants me to be. Because there's nothing better than somebody giving you exacts. So, you know, there's, you know, just be there and you'll get an opportunity.
How's the running game kind of open things up for you guys as receivers?
It always helps. Keeps us balanced, you know. You run the ball, you run the football well, you know, linebackers sink in, you get to throw stuff behind their head. You know, the coverage is a little bit easier in the back end because, you know, the linebackers and everybody has to sync up, and even safeties. Safeties tend to creep down and try to help and be an extra man in the box, and that means over the top you get an opportunity. So running the football is always a great thing for an offense.
So you guys, I mean, just get Jay. And you have LeGarrette, and Corey's been doing really well and stuff like that. I mean, do you expect that to be even more effective for you guys?
It's going to help you win football games, and that's what we're all here to do, especially me. So as long as our running backs are running the ball really well, I'm going to do whatever I need to do to help them, you know, be explosive, and that's going to help us win a football game.
In the running game, I mean, I'm surprised you haven't gotten more shots on that chest sweep. Get some miles out of it.
Hey, time will come for all that type of stuff, you know. I just play my role and you know, get coached up and do what I need to do. Bye week was great, man. Relaxation, come back here with fresh legs in a way and get ready to go again.
Thanks,